Welcome back to Pesukei. A daf we're learning Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Zayin today, and on this daf there really is only one pasuk which is referenced, and that's on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, the pasuk at the beginning of the 12th parak of Shmos, which is Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, that the first national mitzvah that was given to the nation of Israel was that this month shall be the head of all months. The Gemara describes that in fact there was a very unfortunate circumstance whereby Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch came to a certain place. To a place which was not a good place, and imshich basrayo iakir talmudei, and ultimately, when he was there, he was drawn after the environment that was there, and he lost his talmud. He was not able to maintain his talmud. Gihador also, when he returned, kam lemikre b'sifra, he wanted to read the Torah. Ba lemikre hachodesh zalachem, he wanted to read hachodesh zalachem, a basic pasuk, something which every child should know by heart. And he says, "Amara hacheresh hayalibam," that their hearts become deaf. That's the way he misinterpreted it. Bo rabbanon rachmeale v'hadar talmudei, and in the end of the day, the rabbanon asked for mercy for him, and his talmud did return. Just a very, very fascinating discussion that is going on over here. Now, not to get into what the haslam is and why he was there and all the fascinating details that accompany the Gemara in that respect, but in terms of understanding the pasuk itself, why was it specifically this pasuk that got mixed up? So it's interesting that Arizal is quoted, the Ber Mahim Chaim quotes the Arizal, the Yaros Tavash quotes Arizal as saying that if you look at the letters that were switched in these pasukim, in fact, you know, most of the letters are the same. It's really the internal letters of those pasukim that were changed. So as opposed to Achoydesh, it's Hacheresh. As opposed to Hazeh, it's Haya. As opposed to Lachem, it's Libam. So it's usually the center letter that was changed. So essentially that means to say that the Dalet was switched for a Resh, the Zayin was switched for a Yud, and the Chof was switched for a Beis. Let's look at the letters, the inappropriate letters that were switched in. That is Resh, Yud, Beis. So the Resh, Yud, Beis, the 212 is switched in. Just as a fascinating aside, if you look at the numerical value of the letters that were switched out, the Dalet, the Zayin, and the Chof over here, that is much less than the Resh, Yud, Beis. But nonetheless, in terms of the Resh, Yud, Beis that was switched in, this was a mistake. Apparently, we can understand where this mistake of forgetfulness comes from if we understand what caused it. Says the Yaros Tavash of Yonasan Abishitz that ultimately the word Resh, Yud, Beis is Riv, which means a fight. Whenever you get involved in a fight, you get angry. Whenever you get angry, you forget things that are important. You forget yourself, you forget facts. We see this a number of times in the Torah itself. And so says Rav Yonasan Abishitz, a very fascinating insight. You see something over here, is that when you get involved in anything which makes you hot under the collar, you lose something of yourself. And that's why, it's interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was always the Sar Shel Torah, he calls him, the Prince of Torah, it was necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu when it came to fighting. He says, "Tzevi lochem b'amalek." He turns to Yeshua and says, "You go and fight." Meaning, in order to preserve the posterity of his being the conduit of Torah, he needed to remove himself from any form of fighting. Which is why, says the Rav Yonasan Abishetz, when it comes to the mitzvah of Timcha Zech Amalek, that you need to remove the memory of Amalek, which involves fighting, which involves getting heated about your values, being a zealot in a certain way, then there's a special mitzvah of Zachar, of to remember, because at times of fights, even necessary fights, unfortunately, we have the capacity of losing the important information. That's perhaps what is being said over here. There is more to this, but this is perhaps a fascinating inroad into this. So again, in the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.